Hello, friends. Welcome back to Time in the Studio. I'm your host, Sarah Marie Miller, and I'm the owner of A to Zia Arts. And this week, I have a really sweet little episode for you talking about experiments in eating. So I just am really interested in how food affects our vitality and how we feel. And just a little disclaimer here, I just want to remind you that I am a certified clinical herbalist, nutritionist, and flower essence practitioner. I am not licensed as a doctor or in any other realm. There is currently no licensure for herbalists in the country. So I do suggest speaking with your doctor or a licensed practitioner if you plan on changing any of your medications or dietary or lifestyle choices. But at the end of the day, you know, do your research, listen to what other people have to say, and listen to your own heart as well. And you know what's best for you, ideally. And just to kind of balance those different realms. So first, I just want to dive in a little bit and say thank you so much to everyone who has left reviews and ratings. It's just so sweet, and I really appreciate all of the feedback and encouragement. I think it just really helps to know that you're out there listening. So yeah, thank you for your ears. It's one of the sweetest ways to show love is to listen to one another, and sometimes that's missing in our current culture. So yeah, I just want to say thank you for listening. So today, I just want to tell you a couple stories about experiences that I've had. I'd like to begin by talking a little bit about my grandfather, who passed away a couple years ago at 97. But while he was alive, I remember asking him how he felt, and he said, you know, you can live too long, and my knees really hurt. And I was just kind of baffled. I was like, wow, that's amazing to be 96 or 97 at the time and just feel like, you know, your knees hurt. And I remember saying, my knees hurt too. Everything hurts a little bit. And he was really confused. He was like, your body shouldn't hurt. You're in your 30s. Like, why would your body hurt? And I've been going to acupuncturists and exploring natural healing modalities for many, many years, over 20 years, I guess, since I was in high school, in a nameable way of taking classes. And I think part of that was because I was in a lot of chronic pain, but I didn't even realize I was in pain. As much as I can look back and see it clearly now. I always had a lot of joint tenderness and, my bones would hurt. It was like my knees would hurt or my hips would hurt or my shoulders or my neck or my wrists. And oftentimes I would just chalk it up to my work. And I was a bread baker for a long time, so I was always exposed to wheat and gluten, and it's funny, I went to a acupuncturist many years ago, I was probably 19 years old, and she suggested not eating gluten, and just, you know, experimenting, try cutting it out of the diet and see how I felt, and that was just unthinkable to me. There was no way I would ever do that. I grew up on a wheat farm as a kid. I come from generations and generations of wheat and corn farmers. Like, they grew those grains, and there was no way I was going to stop eating them. Like, they're part of my heritage, and I loved baking bread. I loved the act of, you know, making the dough and hand forming it and baking it in these amazing hearth style ovens. And I loved baking bread and I loved eating bread. I pretty much lived on bread and cheese. And she was like, you know, have you thought about eating vegetables? And I was like, ew, no, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, well, you know, just consider how that's working out for you now. And you could experiment with maybe eating some vegetables and thinking about not having as much bread. So many years pass, and other practitioners mentioned that idea to me too. And it took a long time for me to actually experiment with it. My grandmother was diagnosed with celiac disease after many years of mysterious health issues. And I was like, that's genetic. I wonder if I should not eat gluten and just see what happens. And then I still didn't stop eating gluten, but just kind of that seed of the thought kept kind of knocking at the back of my brain and just saying, what if? And then I got Lyme disease in New York, and oh my God, everything just went haywire in my body. And so I just got really desperate, and I was reading online, and one thing that I found was the suggestion to stop eating gluten and dairy and sugar and processed grains. And so I switched over to a more paleo style diet, and cut out gluten, dairy, sugar, most grains, started adding in almost entirely just lots of vegetables, adding in more fat to my diet, adding in, some organic grass fed, meat and pasture raised chicken and fish and whatnot. And I did start noticing I was feeling better. But I wasn't super strict about it. And then I just, you know, I would have sushi and add some soy sauce, or I wouldn't check all my labels. And I was pretty good, but I wasn't like super strict. And then I started working with an herbalist in Boulder at the Colorado School of Clinical Herbalism, where I began studying. And that is a school founded by Paul Bergner, I think maybe 20 years ago. And he is a big advocate of nutrition as a way to heal, and is a huge advocate of gluten-free, dairy-free diets for a lot of people. Really focused on intuitive eating, but has found through thousands of case studies that oftentimes people feel better if they cut out gluten or dairy. And I was one of those people who noticed a huge improvement. And so now that's the one thing I'm a real stickler about is gluten in my diet. So sometimes I will experiment. I'll be like, okay, what happens if I just have this food with soy sauce, or I have a piece of pizza, and everything goes haywire. It makes my body hurt. It makes my bones hurt. I get anxiety, and I just notice it's not worth it to me. You know, I get acne and my skin breaks out. And so I just feel so much better if I don't eat gluten. So I just have really, that's like my one kind of stickler rule, that I don't do that. And then I try to add, more vegetables, try to have like 8 servings of vegetables, a little bit of fruit, maybe like 1 to 2 servings of fruit a day, but limit the fruit, and have, really nice, good fats like flax seeds. Hemp seeds are amazing. They can actually help repair broken DNA strands and have a nice balance of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids. They're also high in good fats and proteins. So I love a little sprinkle of hemp seeds on my food. And I like a little bit of meat, not every day, but many days I'll have some meat, and eggs. Some people find eggs can be inflammatory to them. So again, it's like really about noticing your own body. So I'm an advocate of intuitive eating, but something you should consider is sometimes our intuition gets overrided by dopamine surges to the brain. And so it's like, I want this really sugary thing because it sounds delicious. And so I would say that's not always your intuition talking. That's your brain wanting glucose. So the brain, the body needs fuel, and it is generally found in the form of glucose is its primary form. But if it's deprived of glucose, then it goes searching for ketones, which is more fat-based form of energy in the body, which is a slower burn. You don't get those like insulin spikes and drops. So it's a little more sustainable. And I find by cutting out more grains and anything that's like super processed, I just feel so much better. My blood sugar is more level and I can go a long time without eating and I feel really good as long as I have enough fat in my diet. So I do like to add maybe a couple tablespoons of coconut oil, raw virgin coconut oil to my regimen every day, so to food or bone broth or whatever. And I find that really helps just to sustain my energy a little bit better. So you don't want to do high fat with high carb, because then the body is going to, it doesn't convert to burning ketones, it's just burning glucose, and then it also has that extra fat. And so ideally you want to limit your carb intake because simple carbs break down into glucose in the body just almost as quickly as sugar does. Like a piece of simple white bread, really processed white bread, breaks down into glucose sometimes even faster than a tablespoon of sugar, say. So, you know, some people will go on these like no sugar diets, but then eat high processed carbs. And I would just say to question that a little bit because it's basically the same thing. So one way you can figure out like, is this a simple carb is to look at, like if you were to look at a label and look at all the carbohydrates and then subtract the total carbs, take the total carbs, subtract the dietary fiber from that. And then that tells you the net carbs. So if it has a lot of fiber, it has carbs, but it has a lot of fiber as well, then it's not going to be as much of that like fast burn, switching into sugar or glucose in the body. So it breaks down a little slower and is a little more stable for the body. So I like to have, basically in my diet, I'm looking for some greens, some good fats, some protein, and some fiber on my plate every day. So what that could look like is, you know, just a big salad of whatever kind of vegetables you can find, like some arugula or kale or lettuce, and then throw in some radishes or tomatoes or carrots or whatever, and then add in, I just cover my food in olive oil and coconut oil, and just like douse it in oil because I just feel so much better. And sometimes I can eat just like once or twice a day and feel great, and not need to eat like five or six times a day and be constantly snacking like I do if I'm in that more sugar, high carb based way of eating. So it's really nice if you can kind of switch into fat burning rather than sugar or carb burning. And the way that can take, you know, sometimes 2 weeks or so. So it can be a little bit of a process, but basically you just, yeah, wean away from simple carbs, add in more vegetables, make sure you're getting a lot of protein. I like to go for, you know, 15 to 20 grams of protein in a meal in general. So for most people, it's around, you want around 50 to 60 grams of protein a day, more if you're pregnant, or postpartum just to help feed the babes. But yeah, so you want to just have a nice balanced amount of protein because that helps build all the cells and, you know, it's like a key structure needed in the body. But yeah, I find cutting out gluten and dairy seems to be helpful for a lot of people, especially if you're having any kind of joint pain or any kind of, body ache, chronic fatigue, tiredness, brain fog. There's a lot of books out now. One of my favorite authors is Dr. Perlmutter, and he is a big advocate for cutting out gluten and different grains because a lot of grains process similarly to gluten. Like they don't necessarily have the same proteins, but they're similar. Like oats for a lot of people are problematic for a lot of people with celiac disease. So I just find I feel better if I just reduce carbs and grains in general. So I just encourage you to experiment, try different things, see how you feel. And something to know is that it can take up to 4 weeks for one molecule of gluten proteins to get out of the body, to be detoxed from the body. So that can be wreaking havoc on the body, especially the thyroid, or anyone with autoimmune conditions, that's very linked to gluten and dairy allergies. So if you are diagnosed with any kind of autoimmune condition, maybe consider cutting out gluten and dairy from your diet for 6 weeks and just see how you feel. And I think part of that six-week period is it takes a while to notice and start looking at every little thing because a lot of salad dressings have added weird things to them. So I love making my own salad dressing just with olive oil and apple cider vinegar, a little salt and pepper, some herbs, like thyme is really amazing. Those are just some really fun ways that you can add to your diet and mix it up a little. So think about adding in more fiber, more vegetables, getting enough protein each day, and adding more fat to your diet. Our brain is mostly made up of fat. Over 60% is made of fat. And primarily, that is omega-3 fatty acids. And so we need to make sure we're getting a lot of those. You can find them in flax seeds, hemp seeds, a lot of walnuts, or different seeds and nuts have omega-3 fatty acids, as well as fish, to just make sure I'm getting a lot of those fatty sources. So I supplement with a little, one capsule of fish oil a day. And then I make sure I add like a tablespoon of hemp seed to my food, one or two tablespoons of hemp seeds to my food every day, and a couple scoops of coconut oil. And I notice I feel really good with that diet. But, it's worth experimenting and trying it out and seeing what works best for you. So let me know what you think. I know this is a little controversial. and some people say, you shouldn't go gluten-free unless you are tested to have celiac disease. But in my experience, many people feel better on a gluten-free diet. And the test really only shows positive for celiac disease if your gut is already really has been damaged significantly. So I find it's better to start feeling better sooner than later. Like, why wait, And it is really hard to eat out. I will admit that. Like, I have a hard time trusting restaurants and going out to eat because it just, most places don't specialize in gluten-free cooking. And so it's hard to eat out, but in a way that's a blessing because then you save so much money because you're cooking your own food and you really know what's going into the food and you can think about it and really infuse it with good intention and love in that preparation. And how cool to learn how to cook better for yourself and really take care of yourself and take care of your soul. We are what we eat. We are what we digest. So yeah, I encourage you to just eat some really good food. And I would love to hear details about any experiments that you encounter. If you notice you feel better or you can share any recipes, I have an Instagram page for this podcast. It's called Time in the Studio. And there's also, I started a Facebook page and group. I'm not great about using Facebook, admittedly. So Instagram is a better place to find me, but those are some options to connect with me and through the podcast. And then I also have a website, AidaZea.com, AIDAZEA.com. And I work with people one-on-one with nutritional support and herbal support, as well as flower essences. I think flower essences can be a really nice, helpful ally in switching your diet. A couple essences that come to mind are walnut, which helps with transition. And when you think about it, I feel like we're all always in transition. Like things are always changing for everyone all the time. And walnut's just a really nice supportive ally and vibrational essence. It's very protective and just allows you to be true to who you are through any transitions. Another one that comes to mind is pine, which is great for guilt and shame. And I feel like, you know, our culture can sometimes really dive into that muck a little in a really interesting way. And so I'm interested in just kind of lifting that and not feeling guilt or shame if you do happen to eat something that you said you weren't going to eat, or, you know, if your diet varies in what you intend for it to be, because, you know, it's all an experiment. You can just notice like, oh, I did that. And then I feel this way, you know, like I've totally done that where I said I was going to be gluten-free and then I will try it. I'm like, oh, well, this croissant, I should just see what this is like. And then I'll try it. And I realize I'm like, wow, that makes a huge negative impact on my body for like a week or two after. So I just think it's really interesting. We get to play around with food and have it be an experiment in exploring our own well-being and our own health. I find gluten-free and dairy-free diets can be really helpful, especially for people with any autoimmune issues, thyroid issues, skin issues, and digestive impairment is definitely linked to gluten and dairy issues. So something to consider, you know, no pressure, but it's just fun to try different things out. And I would say for most people, it can take a couple of weeks before you start really noticing the changes. And sometimes you don't notice that you're just feeling better. You look back ago and you realize like, oh my God, I feel so much better than I did 5 years ago. But, you know, sometimes it takes a while to see those subtle shifts and variations. So yeah, I would say I'm inspired by paleo diets and ketogenic diets. But at the root of it, I just try to stay away from gluten and dairy, and I feel so much better. So yeah, I would love to hear more about your own experiences with food and what you find helpful or beneficial. Love and light to you all. May our efforts benefit all beings. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your ears.